All right, so good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you wonderful, lovely people. You know who it is, friendly Apex Alpha. And this is the Alpha Grind. So first, I'd like to say that I appreciate everyone for listening. This has been a really great experience ever since I first started. I never thought that it would be to the degree to where it is at now. And the only way that I've been able to get to where I'm at now is because of my audience. So once again, I appreciate you all. So I chose this opportunity to be able to speak and give meaning to things that some people do and don't elaborate on. So I made this choice to help people, and the only way that I can continue to help people is with you all's help. And you have the ability to choose to, you know, share this podcast, to rate this podcast, to help me have the ability to do that. So once again, I like to say that I'm grateful for everyone, everything, and that you've all been able to do for me, whether it's give me experiences or just share the podcast with somebody that you know that really appreciate it. So let's get into it. So I know there has been a delay in me doing a podcast, actually, because I've been doing research and I've been waiting to get some new technology to be a better podcaster. Let's just say it like that. So this is now season 4 and this is episode 19. 20 is going to be the last episode for this season. And hopefully with next season brings even more beautiful and useful information to my audience. So this time we're going to be talking about how to pick a fruit. So I was doing research and I found out like probably 75% of my friends don't know how to pick fruit. And it's very interesting because it made me think, all right, so I have a lot of friends that don't know how to pick fruit. And then I have friends that do know how to pick fruit. And now my thought process is, where's the origin of your information? Now, me personally, I was taught by my my mother and my grandmother how to pick fruit and things like that. So like watermelon, strawberries, kiwis, cantaloupes, things of that nature. It also goes into vegetables. But also I had to do fruit because, you know, most people, almost everybody have like fruits unless you have an allergy. So when I found out that a lot of my friends didn't know how to pick fruit, I asked them, I'm like, did you ever research how to pick fruit or anything like that? Some of them trusted other people. Some of them didn't care and things of that nature. So I found it very, very interesting. And then for my people that did know how to pick fruit, some of them say, you know, like their mothers, godmothers, basically the old saying is like, you know, the one that, you know, do for the house, things like that, do the grocery shopping, things like that. So me, I'm in between because, you know, for my home, you don't know, but for my home, you know, I buy the groceries and then I also cook. So, you know, I take part in both and I'm earning money for the groceries and all that type of stuff. So it was just very, 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 very interesting in knowing how to pick fruit. So I think the quote for today is also quite interesting because it's going to play into the next podcast. So the quote is, the essence of strategy is choosing what not to do. All right. And that's by Michael Porter. So if we're choosing what not to do, so, you know, not to pick a fruit that's let's say, for instance, let's go with a watermelon. Well, you know, not to choose a watermelon that doesn't have a white or yellowish around the stem from where it was, you know, plucked and things of that nature, because when it's white or yellow, that basically tells of the ripeness of it. Some fruits, you will know, you will sniff the where it was originally attached to see how it smelled, to know ripeness and things of that nature. So that's that. So basically strategizing what not to do or what not to choose. You get what I'm saying? So I think that that's very important because you know how not to choose a bad boyfriend or how not to choose a bad girlfriend. Most of the time, some of the time, not all of the time. But there is things in life that you know not to choose to do. So say for instance, like with kids going to school, you know that if you don't do your homework, you definitely gonna get in trouble. So you choose to do your homework. You're choosing to not do your homework. That's a double negative, but you're choosing to do your homework. All right. So for today's mantra, we're going to go with, I choose my life, my challenges, and outcome. And we're going to say that 3 times. I choose my life, my challenges, and outcome. I choose my life, my challenges, and my outcome. All right. So let's go ahead and hop into the deeper meaning of this podcast. So we had talked about what the idealism of this podcast was today. So when you learn how to pick fruit, the source of your knowledge is very important, because when you're choosing those things, when you're choosing to learn those things, this is going to be is something that's going to stick with you. Now, what I've learned from choosing and picking information is that information can change and get better. So that just means that you shouldn't be subjugated to just sticking to one thing. This is where that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, comes in. So when it comes to new information, just learn to be welcoming to it, or at least have an open mind about it. You know, check your resources, check your information, and then see what's valid and what's not. So learning how to pick fruit would also translate into yourself actually teaching how to pick fruit, because even if you don't have children, can't have children, whatever this thing may be, you have the potential to teach somebody, whether it's your someone that's an acquaintance, a friend, a family member. There will always be the opportunity to teach. You know, I was actually teaching my goddaughters this. I was teaching one of my older goddaughters to teach her little sister how to do something that she's already done. It's just the way of life, you know. I have brothers and sisters, and I teach them all of my knowledge, most of my knowledge that they are willing to accept or want to accept. And you just want to make sure that your knowledge is valid, because you're going to be giving them life information that's very important. So when picking a fruit, when learning to pick a fruit, also understand that you're going to be teaching how to pick a fruit. And this may seem like it's only about fruit, but it's really not. In life, we have to pick a lot of different things, such as friends, movies, sources of information, boyfriend, girlfriends, jobs, all of this. But the thing is, we're not always taught how to choose all of this. We're not taught how to choose a good friend. We're not taught how or what a movie will do to us if we watch it. We're not, you know, taught different types of information to absorb and to not absorb and things like that. So we have to be careful about what we put inside of our minds and our bodies, which is basically being more aware, being more conscious of the things that we choose, the fruits that we pick to incorporate into ourselves. So the best way to choose something in the best manner is to really do research, really think about what's best for you. A lot of times we go through the motions, like, say for instance, we're putting job applications everywhere, absolutely everywhere, and just be like, yo, I just need a job, I just need a job, I just need a job. And yeah, you could just need a job, but if you just need a job, you get into that job, you don't like that job, and now you're just, you're working a job, you're not working towards a career, you're working a job. A job is something to help you get by, it doesn't make you happy, when if you actually put in the time to do what you want to do, find what you want to find, you could find a career. You could work, you could start to build skills towards your actual career or towards your actual passion. And that's if you choose to look and incorporate the proper information. Same thing with, say for instance, if you want to buy a house, you can pick to spend your money every day on fast food, or you can pick to save your money and only do what's required for you to survive until you reach your goal. It's what you choose to do. School, you can choose to go home after school, take a nap, then wake up, and then do your homework, or you can choose to get your homework done in school, so when you get home, you can do what you want to do. It's all about choices. It's all about what you're picking. So yeah, you really have to think about it. Like, if you're in a current situation that's hard and it's affecting you negatively and you feel negative about it, what do you have control over? Even if you don't have control over the situation, let's say for instance you have to move or you have to get rid of a friend because they're not good to you, you have the ability to choose how that affects you. Yes, it can be really bad, but you have to weigh out the positives and the negatives. If you get rid of this thing, it can do better for you. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. because we stand in the way of what's really best for us. I always say this, the greatest war of all time is the war between the mind and the heart. There are things that we feel that do not go with how we really think, our logic versus our emotion. All right. So that's just something for you to think about for today's podcast. Is really choosing and thinking about what fruits you want to pick, you know, whether that fruit is really ripe for you, is juicy enough, you know, is flavorful enough, it smells right, or you're going to choose the rotten fruit that ain't no good for you, you know. So sorry it took so long to get back on the podcast train, but I really wanted to look into some information. I learned some new information, and hopefully you all did too. And if you don't know how to pick fruit, trust me, you know, go watch a couple YouTube videos, talk to some of your elders, learn how to pick fruit. It's very important. Picking fruits, vegetables, even meats, it's all very important information, and it all does transcribe into real life situations. Everything transcribes into real life situations. All of those dots connect. You just got to figure out how they connect. All right, so we're going to end off with a question today. So the question is, do you know how to pick fruit? Okay, that's it. Really simple. If you know how to pick fruit, great. If you do know, hit me up on any of my social media saying how. That'll be great. I'll just share it. And if you don't, you know, drop something that you learn from the podcast and just tag me in it on any of my social media. Once again, to get all access to all my social media, just go to wolfhulkgaming.com, wolfhulkgaming.com. Once again, this is the Alpha Brain. I appreciate you all. My goal is to help change the world for better, one person at a time. The only way that I can do that is with you all's help. So Apex Alpha signing out. Appreciate you all. Yo, this is the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.